Our lineup is finally here. That's right, it's Trope Forest Music Festival time, so be sure to secure your tickets for the best weekend of 2025, August 8th through 10th in scenic Ear Falls, Ontario. This year's Trope Forest Music Festival features some hotly anticipated debuts, plus the return of many of your old favorites, including Big Dave McLean, Carol Lefton Friends, the Dirty Catfish Brass Band, Greg McPherson, Casey and Clayton, Field Guide, Honolulu, The Secret Beach, Isla Barker, Rami Mays, Washboard Hank, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2025 Trope Forest Music Festival in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, just over 4 hours east of Winnipeg, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
This is Paul O'Coin with the Hylozoic, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
And Harvey's brains out with my six gun.
I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won.
Gotta write my book and make a million.
I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won.
I'm a new boss hero and a Ku Klux Klan. My you can get away with murder if you got a plan.
I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won. I am the law,
so I won.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
We are live, everybody.
We are live.
We are live. We are live. We live.
We are alive and live.
Yes.
Welcome to the show here on UMFM 101.5.
Yep.
Broadcasting out of the beautiful campus at the University of Manitoba.
The lovely University of Manitoba.
The lovely, yes.
Yeah.
It is summer, so it's a little quiet here.
Yep.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
The halls don't smell of Axe.
No, they don't.
It's funny because, like, the university radio station is on the third floor of University Center, which is like a hub.
Yeah.
We've got like a food court here. There's
like a little convenience store downstairs.
So it's kind of like, you know, there's a couple stores downstairs.
There's a karaoke bar just down the hallway from us.
I was just going to say there's a bar at the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
So all the residents tend to go to that bar, and that's where the stench of Axe body spray wafts into the station sometimes. But it's nice right now.
But it's nice.
It's nice. What is nice is this politically driven and, like, aggressive set list.
Yeah.
I was shaking my fist when I said that. are you feeling a certain kind of way lately, Daniel?
This whole year, yes.
This year? The six months that have felt like 6 years?
Well, it's only been 6 months?
About that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know. It's... Yeah. Yeah, as much as I put myself on an information diet about what's coming down south, it infiltrates everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's no escaping the stupidity.
No.
So we went political.
Yep.
Yeah. we started off the show with the Dropkick Murphys doing First Class Loser. I wonder who that's about.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Could it be like the taco?
Taco. Yeah, tacos are losers.
The little tiny orange taco?
Could be. After that was the Dead Kennedys with I Fought the Law.
And I won. This
which
time.
Is, I love it, yeah. Right? Like, punk political songs are the best.
Yep.
Right? I finished that off with the Ramones with the KKK.
Took My Baby Away.
Not really super political.
No,
there
but
are, it's a good one.
Yep.
So there's some songs interspersed in this set list that aren't super political.
Yeah.
And some that are like... in your freaking face political.
Yes.
So we tried to balance it out.
I really wanted to put Killing in the Name of on here, but that would have been a good song for the end of the show, so we can kind of just fade out the...
just beep out everything, because this show also plays on the face radio, so we have to be a little bit considerate of what we're saying.
Yeah,
for sure. We're not allowed on that station to swear.
Yeah.
They do allow a little bit of F-bombing in the songs, but not like that.
No.
I think we'd get in trouble for that one. As fantastic of a song as it is.
Yes.
How about Fudge Me? I Won't Do What You Tell
Me. Yeah, that and the Nazi punk song.
Oh, yeah. Nazi punks. Punks.
Punks.
Fudge
floof,
off.
Floof off.
Floof off, right?
Floof off, eh?
Oh, right. So let's continue on.
Yes.
I don't think this one's super political.
No, but it's featured in the new Superman movie.
Oh, is that why it's on here?
Yeah, because according to Superman, punk is... The new punk is nice. It's nice to be punk.
New punk is nice?
Something like that. It's nice to be punk, or it's punk to be nice, you know? It's punk to be nice, okay?
I'm just looking
That's
at
what
him.
I'm going at.
Okay.
So, I haven't seen the movie yet.
No, we haven't. We're more Marvel-y people than DC.
But here's the teddy bears with Iggy Pop doing punk rocker.
I got both hands off the wheel. die on Bleecker Street. I'm bored with being God. See me sneering in my car. I'm driving to my star.
We'll be right back. time am I be? I give her on time, stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping screen. Cause I wanna be an arcade in the city.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
And catch us on the face every Monday, making Mondays
every
happy
Monday.
Again.
We're trying.
We are.
Mondays are a rough day.
If we can just spread a bit of joy into everybody.
Yeah.
If we can just come into everybody with the joy.
Whoa, Daniel. Keep a PG, darling.
I am. I did not say anything that was not PG.
Fair. But yeah, we try to make Mondays great again on the face. So check them out. They're out of Brooklyn. Also Maude Marty, who's a regular here on UMFM.
Yes.
Got a show.
Yep.
And if it's good enough for Marty.
It's good enough for us.
It's good enough for us. So we are kind of in a punk rock kind of mode.
Yep.
We started this set all off with the Teddy Bears featuring
Iggy Pop.
The shirtless wonder that is Iggy
Pop.
Punk rocker.
Yep.
After that, the amazing Clash with the Guns of Brixton. Very, very politically driven. The Sex Pistols.
Yep.
Anarchy in the UK, which you can argue is political, I guess.
It is.
After that one, a little not so political with the Descendants, Suburban Home, because the Descendants are on tour.
Yeah, and we're going to see them in a couple months.
We are going to see them. Very excited. With the Buzzcocks.
Like, what?
I know. It was so funny when I told a friend, I was like, oh my God, the Descendants are coming to the city. He's like, oh, is there an opening act? I'm like, yeah, the Buzzcocks. And he's like, what? He's like, no offense, but should that be flipped? And I was like, possibly, but I think it's... I'm pretty sure Milo Goes to College is celebrating an anniversary, so that's probably why the tour is happening, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one. And then we finish it off with probably one of the most influential all-female early punk rock bands, The Slits, with Typical Girls.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked, it's funny, I was just telling you, my bestie sent me a text message earlier this week or last week, and she sends me the link to this album. She's like, girl, have you heard of this group? I'm like, yes, I have. They're so good. I'm like, yeah, they are. They're amazing. They're really good. If you're not familiar with The Slits, the album is called Cut. Definitely check it out. It's one of those kind of, it's a classic album, right? Like, if you're getting into the punk thing, you should have that album in your collection. So what's up?
Oh, not much.
Not much?
Not much.
The air quality here is terrible.
The air quality sucks. Like, we're driving here and it's like, look, we're like in Los Angeles, except we don't have palm trees.
Or the nice weather or movie stars. Or...
Well, actually, we do have movie stars. John Travolta is hanging around town right now.
Yeah, I saw that he was kissing babies and shaking hands in the city. But yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, my sister lives in Ottawa.
Yeah.
She called me the other day and she's like, whatever is going on with your air, can you keep it? It's actually really like it's traveling far. So please be aware of your air quality.
Yes.
Like, I know you probably feel fine.
Yeah.
But just be careful. It's not great, Bob.
No, it's not at all.
It's not great, Bob.
No, Bob, it's not.
And those forest fires, it's just terrible. Yeah. Like, this has been the worst year ever.
Yeah, we've got forest fires, we've got volcanoes now, earthquakes. You know, what else is going to happen?
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse? Is that next?
Probably. Wouldn't doubt it.
At this rate.
The mothership is coming, so yeah.
Well, right? Like, a star is imploding. Like, what the heck? Oh, the doomsdayers are probably going crazy right now.
That's all that's on my TikTok feed, too.
You like one video.
I don't even like it. I just watched it because I was like, oh, this is interesting.
The algorithm's like, oh.
Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist.
You like that? Then it just vomits.
It's a giant hole in Antarctica that no one's talking about. Like, really, what is that about?
It's the world, honey.
It's just the world, guys.
It's just the world. Sure. We can all blame Trump because...
We should do a show just like conspiracy theories, but like just making fun of them.
Well, you know what? We should actually start recording our other podcast.
We do.
And then we'll... episode about conspiracy theories. Quick, write it. I'm going to write it down in my app so we don't forget that that's the topic. We keep talking about... We've been talking about doing this since April.
Yes, and I guaranteed us we were going to start by March. And it was
March of when? 2028?
And it's now July 31st, ladies
and
So
there's
and
something
gentlemen.
I've learned about Daniel, being with you. We've been together for almost 7 years.
Yeah.
You have all these fantastic ideas, and you're a procrastinator.
I don't think it's a procrastinator. I think it's just the fact that I may have ADHD, so I just get sidetracked by something else.
You do. Like, I find if I nudge you, you're on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you forget, really. There's so many little projects. I'm like, hey, Dave. And you're like, oh, yeah. And it's like, it's not funny. It is funny. It's not funny. It's not a bad thing. It's just one of these things I've noticed. I'm like, if I just give you a nudge, you'll do it.
Yeah.
It's just you forgot. Yeah. So the podcast is coming. I have to nudge you, apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
I promise you it will be on the air.
This year.
This year before the Comic-Con at Winnipeg, okay?
Oh, when's the Comic-Con again?
End of October.
Okay, so we got a timeline.
Okay.
Let's stick to it this time.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going
to
do
it. I really, really like to get this out there before, you know.
Yeah, because that's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
In Comic-Con.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we are working on starting another podcast called The Basement Tapes,
yep.
which will be talking about pop culture and all these crazy things that yep. you grew up with or that's going on now. So
yep. video games, TV, movies, cartoons.
Yeah. Political, maybe.
Mm. Eh. I want to try to stay out of the political of this.
let's keep it light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Apparently. What else is going on?
Folklorama kicks off on the 3rd.
Oh, yeah,
I saw it on the poster on the way in here. I'm like, I should see when it starts.
Next week.
No, it actually starts on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, right. The 4th is Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Are we going to check out a couple?
We should check out a couple.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, everybody's like, oh, where are you guys going this summer? Because everybody travels, right?
Yeah.
Like, goes away. And I'm like, we're not going anywhere. But we've been doing a lot of local stuff this
year.
Yes,
we have.
Movies, shows, events. We haven't gone to Folklorama in ages.
In a couple of years, I think. Yeah.
At least. So we should go check out a couple.
Yep.
For those of you who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, Winnipeg is a very multicultural city.
Yeah.
Very multicultural.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. And every year, all these little pocket communities come together and they put up pavilions where they educate you on their culture. You can go see traditional dancing or yeah. artwork or whatnot. They always have food and beverages available.
Yep.
For example, I'm Ukrainian. So if you go to the Ukrainian pavilion, you're going to get a plate full of pierogies. You're going to get some holubtsy. You're going to get some kubasa.
Probably vodka.
Probably some vodka. And you're going to see some fantastic Ukrainian dancers.
Yes. And those dancers are just amazing.
I Ukrainian danced from the time I could probably walk until I was in about grade 10.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No, it doesn't look easy. The guys are jumping around all over the place, bouncing around on one foot. And
it is harder for the men, I will say. The men, as long as a woman can spin without throwing up, we're good.
Yeah.
But those men, you're right. But it is a beautiful dance. Like, yeah. I love watching it, and I'm so happy I had that experience as a kid. I hated it at the time, and my parents were like, you're doing this until grade 9. I don't know why I went
It's in your
year.
Blood. You have to do it.
And I'm thankful now that I'm older,
yeah.
right? Like, I had those cultural
I think Hunter
experiences.
Should have done that.
He should have. Strapping bull hunk he is.
Jeez, you got to put on one of those big fuzzy hats and dance
those
around.
Big red boots. But yeah, definitely go check it out if you're in the city. Or if you're ever thinking of coming to Winnipeg, a good
yeah.
time to come and travel is August and check yeah. it out. Because it's reasonable. You get to experience so many amazing cultures
yeah.
and food.
And I believe also this weekend is the Icelandic Festival up in Gimli.
Oh, yeah. That's another fun time in the
yeah. Icelandic ding a ding a ding a ring or something
like that.
Yeah,
it's like
that.
The name is like 2 inches long.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. But we have a very large Icelandic community.
Yep.
But what, 2 hours?
About an hour and a bit.
Half?
Hour and a bit north of the city. Yeah.
In Gimli, which is a beautiful area right on the lake.
Yeah.
Gorgeous out there. A fun festival. I used to spend a lot of time there selling merch for bands playing at the Icelandic Festival. In the day. I was a merch girl. Lucky me. So what else?
What else is happening? That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah. That's good. We saw the new Fantastic Four.
It was fantastic.
It was funny. I was talking to a coworker and I said, it's like, you know, you have Miller and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
It's like Marvel and Marvel Lite.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit not so deep, not so intense. You know what I mean?
I think because it was its own set little universe, its own pocket little world. So it was just like...
And then, like, it's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just a little bit easier to digest sometimes than the heavy stuff, right? So if you want something fun for the whole family.
For the whole family.
Go check it out.
Go check it out.
We are actually going to see Sign of the Times by Prince.
Yeah.
End of August.
Yeah.
If that's something you're interested in, it is coming to the theaters end of August.
Yeah, August 29th, I believe.
I believe you're right. Yeah. So tickets are still available. They're about, what, $30 a pop?
Yeah.
A little expensive, but...
But it's on IMAX,
yeah.
So it's going to be an amazing screen.
The sound's going to be great. The screen's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we play some music?
Let's play some more music.
So we had a talk earlier this week, I think, about Public Image Limited.
Yes.
Where you were like, I was never familiar with this band.
Until a few years ago.
And I was like, the only reason I knew about them was I had an ex who had the album. And I remember picking it up and I'm like, Pill? What the frick is Pill? And I put it on and I'm like, that sounds like the Sex Pistols guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is from first issue. This is Religion 1 and 2. You want to talk political?
Okay, let's hear it.
Here it goes.
Let's go, Johnny.
Stained glass windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside with the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind, where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch spelt backwards is dog. Not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. Do you pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host? Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? Do you give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord? Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion. There's a liar on the altar. The sermon never falter. This is religion, your religion.
That's really hypnotic when you got it on headphones.
Yeah, man.
That is Sonic Youth with Youth Against Fascism.
Yep.
Before that, Public Image Limited with Religion, Part 1 and 2.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, only you can prevent fascism.
Thanks, Smokey.
You're welcome.
We are just about done.
Yep.
We got about 10 minutes, 7 minutes of music, 8 minutes of music. We should get through all of it.
Yep.
We're going to have some Dead Milkmen with Stuart.
Some Cockspur.
Oh, yeah. Watch your back.
Watch your back.
And Rancid, Back Up Against the Wall.
Yep.
Should end it all off. So,
yes.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Take care of yourselves.
Stay safe.
Love each other.
Yep.
Be nice.
Say no to ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah.
Here's the Dead Milkmen.
Yes.
Stuart.
Stuart.
You know what, Stuart? Like you, you're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Oh, don't get me wrong. They're fine people. They're good Americans. But they're content to sit back, maybe watch a little Mork and Mindy on Channel 57, maybe kick back a cool Core 16-ouncer. They're good, fine people, Stuart. But they don't know what the queers are doing to the soil. You know that Johnny Worker kid, the kid that litters papers in the neighborhood? He's a fine kid. Some of the neighbors say he smokes crack, but I don't believe it. Anyway, for his 10th birthday, all he wanted was a burrow owl. Kept bugging his old man. Dad, get me a burrow owl. I'll never ask for anything else as long as I live. But a guy breaks down and buys him a burrow owl. Anyway, 10:30, the other night, I go out in my yard, and there's the worker kid looking up the tree. I say, what are you looking for? So I'm looking for my burrow owl. I say, jumping Jesus on a pogo stick. Doing this. first became aware of all this about 10 years ago, the summer my oldest boy, Bill Jr., died. You know that carnival comes through town every year? Well, this year they came through with a ride called the Mixer. The man said, keep your head and arms inside the mixer at all times. But Bill Jr., he was a daredevil, just like his old man. He was leaning out saying, hey, everybody, look at me, look at me. Pow, he was decapitated. They found his head over by the snow cone concession. A few days after that, I opened up the mail, and there's a pamphlet in there from Pueblo, Colorado. And it's addressed to Bill Jr., and it's entitled, Do You Know What the Queers Are Doing to Our Soil? Now, start as you look at the soil around any large U.S. city with a big underground homosexual population. Des Moines, Iowa, perfect example. Look at the soil around Des Moines, Stuart. You can't build on it. You can't grow anything in it. The government says it's due to poor farming. But I know what's really going on, Stuart. I know it's the queers. They're in it with the aliens. They're building landing strips for gay Martians. I swear to God. You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park.
Wall. back up against the wall. But nowhere safe and sound. Off the sweat they were profit, you they were robbing, a gun you down to the ground. Oh, we all got big dreams now. A new factory just shut down, and there's not enough to go around. And they'll grind you down to the ground. And I got my back up against the wall.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to UMFM from Winnipeg.
And welcome once again to Ultrasonic Film. As always, I'm your host, James, talking about movies, movies, and more movies. I have a very special guest on the show right now, Liz Cairns. Liz, welcome to Ultrasonic Film.
Thank you, James. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. We're going to talk about your dark, new psychological thriller. Can I call it a psychological thriller?
Sure. I hope it doesn't alienate when thriller fans go see it and they're not. But I sort of sometimes psychological drama or art house thriller, just to temper the thrill so you don't go in with certain expectations, because might be disappointed.
No, like I say, this film definitely is a wild one. It's called Enidia. How did you land on the name Enidia for the film?
You know, I guess it's years ago now that I started getting really interested in accounts of people throughout history, and also contemporary accounts of people that